It's 7:43. I'm Teresa Wills. On this West Virginia morning, business owners share their efforts to get emergency SBA loans during this coronavirus crisis.
I never heard back on anything we've applied for, except for we're still working on it.
And the governor lays out his plans to begin reopening the state. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. West Virginia's rates of new coronavirus cases are trending down, and as a result, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has announced a plan to reopen the state's economy. The plan, which is expected to roll out over the course of the next 3 to 6 weeks, calls for ramping up testing, contact tracing, and increasing supplies of protective gear. The plan also offers some guidelines on how businesses will reopen and vague contingencies should an increase in cases be detected. Dave Mistich has more.
Justice's reopening plans will come earlier than recommendations made by outside organizations, including the federal government. Widely cited projections from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation show West Virginia could begin to relax social distancing practices on May 8th with proper testing, contact tracing, and other public health measures. Meanwhile, the Trump administration's Opening Up America Again guidelines call for a three-phased approach with 14 days of a downward trajectory in cases during each phase. But Justice said West Virginia's numbers indicate the state has beaten the odds and limited the pandemic's impact on the state's population.
If we were situated right in the area where we could be exposed to the biggest degree, we had to do something phenomenally right in order to be able to keep our numbers where we kept our numbers.
As part of the criteria for reopening, Justice said the state will need to maintain 3 consecutive days with statewide cumulative positive test results below 3%. He said Monday would serve as the first day in moving forward with the plan. According to the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources Monday morning update, 2.47% of tests have returned a positive result. Justice said the state has been keeping a close eye on that particular metric, which health officials have noted has remained consistent throughout the state's response.
We have constantly watched that number, 4%, 4%, 4%. And then all of a sudden, we started expanding testing in the most vulnerable areas of all, the nursing homes, where we could have had the worst results, to where the numbers would have gotten worse. And as we expanded the testing and everything, we're starting to see a trend line to where the numbers are getting better and better and better.
However, in unveiling his plan to reopen, Justice noted that West Virginia has high rates of comorbidities such as diabetes, which he said puts the state at the highest risk of coronavirus out of all 50 states. He also noted that West Virginia is also in the middle of a population cluster that makes up about 2/3 of the nation.
We are the breeding ground. We are the spot where everything could blow.
The reopening plan would roll out over the course of 3 to 6 weeks, with some restrictions in place for certain types of businesses. The first set of reopenings allowed would be healthcare-related operations, such as primary care, physical therapy, and dentistry. That falls in line with Justice's announcement last week that hospitals can begin Monday to apply to resume elective procedures. Testing of daycare staff would also be a part of the first set of reopenings.
We are taking baby steps way before we walk. We are going to be very, very cautious in our steps, and we're going to monitor and we're going to watch these numbers in every way.
A second phase of the state's reopening would allow small businesses with less than 10 employees to reopen. Churches and funerals would be allowed to have limited gatherings. Restaurants with outside seating would also be allowed, as would personal services such as hair and nail salons, barbershops, and dog groomers.
If we have the proper PPE that we can supply to our salons or to our barbershops or whatever, what we want to have happen is this. We want you to be able to call, make an appointment, stay in your car until you're called in. As you go in, we want to take your temperature. We expect you to wear a mask.
A third phase of reopening, which is expected to roll out over the course of 3 weeks, would allow offices, government buildings, hotels, casinos, and other businesses to restore operations. Restaurants would then be allowed to resume dine-in services.
This is only the 80,000-foot flyby, and there's going to be a lot more rollout right behind all this.
Justice noted that additional guidelines for the third phase would be offered a week in advance. As of now, the governor said he was not able to offer a timeline for allowing certain other venues to reopen, such as sports and music venues, as well as movie theaters. Visits to nursing homes would also remain fully restricted, as would gatherings of 25 people or more.
Everybody should understand this disease is not going anywhere. I mean, this disease is something that we've got to figure a way to live with. If we don't watch out, I mean, there's surely a bad outcome on the other side.
Justice urged residents to continue to practice physical distancing, wear masks, and continue caution as the state begins to reopen. He said the stay-at-home order will remain in effect and urged people to continue to work from home if possible.
You now have a number to watch. The number we want to trend always is less than 3%. Please watch the number, West Virginians, and please continue to really try to help us. You know, the lower the percentage on that number, the better, but we got to try to keep the number less than 3.
Justice said the plan to reopen could be stopped or slowed if hospitalizations spike, if community spread outbreaks are detected, or if the cumulative positive test rate passes 3%. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:50. Mostly cloudy skies today. Scattered rain, highs in the 60s and 70s. A slight chance of rain overnight with lows in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain, highs in the 60s and 70s. Rain likely tomorrow night with lows in the 40s and 50s. And rain on Thursday with highs in the 50s and 60s. West Virginia Public Broadcasting recognizes Stella's Gelato and Specialty Market in Charleston with to-go orders of gelato, olive oils, and balsamics at Shop My Stella's on Facebook or 304-881-2600. Many small businesses across West Virginia are trying to figure out how to keep the lights on during COVID-19. Some applied for economic injury disaster loans to help with operations. Others applied to the Paycheck Protection Program. We talked to more than a dozen small business owners about the application process. Here's five of them.
So, beginning of the pandemic, we decided to just close for 2 weeks for safety reasons for our customers and for our employees and ourselves as a family. But once we knew that this pandemic would not go away anytime soon, we knew that we needed to open up somehow. Our revenue has gone down 80%. We roast coffee, we sell it, and that originally was a goal of ours to increase our online sales. And that's happening in a forced way, but we're looking at making it more of a targeted, specific avenue of business. I never heard back on anything we've applied for, except for we're still working on it. Unfortunately, it's businesses like mine that are seeking the revitalization of small towns that aren't being helped.
I think on the 15th, we decided to only allow appointments. No walk-ins, just appointments, and then you couldn't bring anybody with you. And then we did that for a week, and we were like, we don't know where this is going, and we don't want to be on the wrong side of this and then infecting people because of the nature of tattoos. And so we just decided, okay, let's just, you know, close down. And so we did that early on in March. Someone not being very government form oriented, the whole process was just like, I don't know. Definitely not easy. And I did it early on. I haven't heard anything back from it. Actually, luckily right now, my wife is working from home and able to still bring in income. And so we are carrying all the bills for the businesses plus our personal. So it's tight. We're lucky she's still working.
SBA has been almost radio silence since we submitted our application, and the Paycheck Protection is not happening right now, apparently. But it seems like for all of our other small business owner friends in the area, like, either you don't know anybody, or like, you know, maybe one or two people somewhere that got some money, but not very much. I mean, it'll be a huge and very pleasant and welcome surprise if something does come through for us. But from the process itself, and from the little bit of information that we're getting just through the general media trying to figure out what's going on, I'm not exactly holding my breath.
We are a kitchen and bath design, sales, and installation center. The minute that the governor shut down the state, 80% of our customers just put things on hold. My wife and I continued to man that, take deliveries, make deliveries, take phone calls. The designers worked from home the best they could, but that got tough. And then it got so slow that we finally decided that it just wasn't profitable to work at 30, 40% capacity. We were going to wait for business to come back to us. So we started having people go on unemployment. We got it submitted that Monday through the Small Business Administration, had the money in our account by that Friday. The fact that the PPP is paying for their salaries, we were able to bring everybody back, and that's where we're at now.
I did not apply for the PPP because my folks all went on unemployment. And so what I applied for was the EIDL. I ended up getting $8,000 from them. And actually, it was a little odd in that I applied for it. It was a very simple application, and they never responded. And then I opened up my bank account to pay some bills, and there it was. You know, when I'm looking at money and I'm looking at budget, I'm planning to be out of commission in any kind of full-time way until the end of June. It's really rough, and it's, you know, there are no trust funds up here. You know what I mean? Everybody is just kind of pulling it together and taking care of each other. Frankly, at the motel and at Cooper House, I get such great guests, I miss them.
That was Michael Irvin of Coal River Coffee in St. Albans, Tina Merlin of Gypsy Sisters Tattoo in Madison, Beth Bedway of East Wheeling Clay Works, Ken Downey of Kitchen and Bath in Morgantown, and Joy Malinowski, who owns the Billy Motel in Davis and the Cooper House Bed and Cocktail in Thomas. This audio postcard was produced by Molly Bourne. Music courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Brittany Patterson produces our show. Our news director is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.